on the test on the base at the bottom. So the Gemara is talking about a case where an animal was, a deer was captured on the first day Yontif and shechted on the second day Yontif, and Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda ate it as manavshach. Either it was captured on Chol or it was shechted on Chol. So manavshach it's mutter, and Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. And thinking that there was a brisa that said that the 2 days of regular Yontif Sheni is Kedusha Achas, which there's no source for it. And in the end, Rav Sheshes admitted that he made a mistake and he should have eaten the deer. Now the Gemara says, Omer Avashi, L'didi, Omer Li Ameymar, Ahu Bar Tav Yolav Itzu Dei Tzadit. That wasn't even the case at all. That wasn't the mice. This isn't what happened. It wasn't that it was captured on the first day of Yontif and shechted on the second day of Yontif. It wasn't captured at all. It came stam on the second day of Yontif. It came michutz l'tchum, or the first day of Yontif. It makes no difference which day. We'll see what. Right at this point, it doesn't make a difference. If a goy brings something michutz l'tchum, so it's osir for the person who was brought for. Pashtus, the reason is because we're afraid that, one of two reasons. Either we're afraid that he'll tell the goy to do it in the future, since the goy brought it for him and he benefited from it, so he'll tell him to do it in the future. Or the reason is he shouldn't be in a henna from Maleches Yontif. So, it's usher only for the person, though, that it was brought for, not for somebody else. So if the reason is because we're afraid that you'll tell the person to do it, then it's only the person who knows the goy who brought it for him specifically. But if it's the reason it shouldn't be nehenna from Maleches Yontif, the charet should apply to everybody, not just the person who was brought for. In any case, so it's manda ochal, the one who ate it, shlover habovish l'Yisrael zeh mutter l'Yisrael achim, that even though it's also for the person it was brought for, it's mutter for another Jew. Right? The reason is basically because we're afraid that you'll tell the goy, and that only applies to the person it was brought for. Something brought for the Reish Galusa is brought for all the Rabbanon who are always there. There's some Michal Shulchano, and therefore something that's done, an Isser that's done for one person is Osir for his entire family, or anybody who's some Michal Shulchano. That becomes like his family. So the Rabbanon, Legabi the Reish Galusa, were people who were some Michal Shulchano of the Reish Galusa, they're like his family. And it was that day. They wanted to use it, not the next day. In any case, the shayla over here, why lamaisa it's mutter to other people. Right? Lamaisa, the reason that it's usher to be nehenna is because you can't be nehenna from the lach of done by a goy, then it should be osir to everybody, and it should be shouldn't be only osir to the person who brought it. So some say the reason is because it was Yontif Sheni, and Yontif Sheni is more kuladik, wasn't Yontif Rishon. Yontif Sheni anyway is only a minik, right? Only a chumrah. So only machmer to osir for that person, not for others. Others hold it's because it was the Isra of Tchumim. By Tchumim, since there's no Iker min HaTorah, there were makel only to asra to the person who was brought. But then Echanami, other malachas would be asra to everybody, not just the person who was done for. What else?
Why don't we have Manashach
here also? Why are you Manashach? Was it all done on the same day? It's not Manashach.
All one
day, yeah. No. It was Yontif Sheni, but it was brought Michutz L'Tchum and Yontif Sheni. There's nothing was done on both days, only done on the same. Okay. There's another machlokus over here that the one who's Osir, the one who was done for, or his family, do they have to wait Bechdei Sheyasa Motzi Yontif or Motzi Shabbos? Or they can do it right away, immediately. It's also a machlokus Rishonim. Okay, let's go on. Where it says, the ha ashkeche Rav Sheshes, the Rabba Bar Shmuel. How can you say that was the case? We know that Rav Sheshes met Rabba Bar Shmuel. Lo amar le, lo hayu dvar meola. right? That what's it called? That never happened. So a whole maisa never happened, right? What happened? A whole lifter. No, so that's it's a new case. What's happened over here? So Rashi had a gear. So 1 second. That that he mentioned the fact that it's one kedusha. Where's
the part that he said that the chena of Yosi Yosi Shnei Am Tzayvim? It makes no sense.
Where was the case before? Right, what's it called? The case we had before, yeah? Right. So over there it said that he answered him, he told him, did you hear anything that what Rabbi Yossi said, the Gavi Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? And he told him that Yontif is Shtei Kedushos, regular Yontif. So Lechora, if it, the case had nothing to do with Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni, and the Mimon of Shach, then what was the answer in that? What was the case? He obviously was talking over the case that happened with the deer. And he wanted to know, did you hear anything that Rabbi Yossi said about this? And he told him something that was no geya to something that happened the first day and then was finished off the second day. So it must be that this maisa didn't happen the way that we're saying now, that something was brought michutz l'tchum on one day, but it was like we said before, it was captured one day and shechted the other day. Okay. Ahu lifta, the osi, let's see, Rashi, lo etzuli etzadeh, devari pshita l'rav sheshet d'shori b'sheni. Right. It wasn't that it was captured on one day and shechted on the other day. Rav Sheshes holds for sure that's two kedushas, and you'd say the Mimon of Shach, and there's no shaila that 2 days of regular yontif are not kedusha achas like Rosh Hashanah. Ela michutz l'tchum kasa, bo bayom was that day. Ivo hashkechir Rav Sheshes, the bo bayom, amen shaila kedusha achas, or base kedushas. What was he asking? If this was the case, and he wanted to find out if Rabbi Yossi had said anything, what was it no gay if he said anything by one kedusha or two kedushas? Okay. New case. Hahu lifta de osila mechuza. There was vegetables that came to mechuza on yonta. Nothak rava chazya de kmisha. And rava went out and he saw that it was withered. Shora rava le mizmimine. So rava says mutter to buy from, because obviously this was picked not today on Yontif, but obviously before Yontif, because it's already withered. Omar ho vade me'esmo nekra. This was vade picked for yesterday at least, because it's withered. It wouldn't have withered like this if it was picked today. Mar says, Maya amras michutz l'tchum asya. Right? What are you going to tell me? That it came from outside the tchum. Enochanami. It wasn't an Isser Malacha of harvesting it today. But l'maisa today, it was brought from chutz l'tchum. It was also an Isser. Where it says, Habavish l'Yisrael zeh, mutter lechol, Yisrael achet, no problem. It's only also for the one it was brought for. But for everybody else, it's mutter. The chosh kein hai, da daite de nochrim also. This guy picked it when he picked it to sell to Goyim. He wouldn't have in mind to sell it to Yidin. Kiven de chosh, kem afshi, maisi lehu, osher lehu. When he saw that people were following suit and they were starting to tell Goyim to bring more vegetables, since this one was mutter, they're telling people, other Goyim to bring vegetables, he ashered it. Rashi. Kamafshi, Nochrim, Vaisi. Goyim were starting to bring more. They saw the Jews would take their vegetables on Yontif, and they needed vegetables on Yontif, so there was a big demand. Right? And Goyim were starting to bring their vegetables on Yontif for the sake of the Jews. Omer honi vadi adaita di Israel, mafshi, Vaisu, Vaosalahu. So these now the Goyim were bringing it for sure for the sake of the Jews. Now it's Osir. It's Osir for the Jew that it was brought for. Before, they brought it for Goyim. And just happened to be that it withered and the Goyim didn't want it, so he sold it to Jews. Now they're bringing it specifically for Jews, it's also for them.
How did they buy in Yom-tif?
What?
How did they buy in Yom-tif?
How did who buy? No, how so the halacha is you can buy something and don't mention any price or whatever, you can pay for it after Yom-tif. Anything you need a tzorich Yom-tif, you go to a storekeeper and you don't make a measurement and an exact price or whatever, and you buy it after Yom-tif. And you pay for it after Yom-tif.
Okay. Hano b'nei ganana. The gozu lehu asa. And I made a mistake. We brought this case down before in Rashi. And ganana, Rashi says over here, is koshrei kilos lechasonim. People who made chuppas. V'nosim shom hadasim. It's to weave the hadasim into the chuppah. So ganana, I think we translate ganana is people who had a garden. Here's they were making chuppas. The gozlu asa b'yantiv sheni. So they were goyim, and they cut the hadasim on yantiv sheni. La'ursa shoru l'ravina la'orochi bay la'alter. So that night, motzoy yantiv, Ravina permitted people to smell these hadasim. Immediately. Didn't have to wait b'chdei shiyasa, the time it took to cut them and bring them or whatever. Omar le Rava bar Tachlifa le Ravina leser lehumar. You should answer to them. Mitnei she'enam b'nei Torah. Lemaisa enechanami it's mutter, but it doesn't look mutter. The people here are going to end up doing things and telling goyim to do things also on Shabbos because they're going to see that it benefits them immediately after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. Rashi bar b'nei ganana kosher kilos lechasam and osim shom hadas. If she'enam b'nei Torah, v'also zula b'yom tov she'ni. If you permit them immediately after Yontif to use what was cut on Yontif, they're going to be mezalzel in Yontif Sheni, and they're going to start telling Goyim to do things for them bechlal on Yontif Sheni. Maskeflel of Shmaya, time of the Inu B'nei Torah. Mashma, the only reason it's usher over here is because they're not B'nei Torah, and they'll end up doing things that you're not allowed to do. But this itself is okay. Ha B'nei Torah, shari. If they would be B'nei Torah, then this would be mutter. But ha Bo'inu B'chdei Shiyasu. L'chara, you need to wait the amount of time that it took till when it was done, so you shouldn't benefit from Maisa Shabbos, and you shouldn't have the incentive to next time tell a goy to do it, so you'll save the time, right? Ozlu shaylu la rava amar lahu ba'inim b'chdei shiyasu. You're right, Taki. You have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Rashi, no Rashi. Okay, and the Morris said, what was the Havamina? The Mai said, why shouldn't you need Bechdei Shiyasu? Because one reason is because they weren't using these Hadasim for the reasons they were cut. The Goyim cut them so they could use them in the chuppas, sell them to the people using the chuppas, not for smelling. So it wasn't cut Bechlal for these people to smell. So they couldn't make the chuppah until Bechdei Shiyasu, but to smell it, they could smell it. Also, the Kadesh Yasa over here, what was the Kadesh Yasa? The bringing it or the actual malach of cutting it? Cutting it is a few seconds. The bringing it was the problem. We said it could be that something brought me chutz l'tchum. You don't have to wait Kadesh Yasa. So they were thinking about the Kadesh Yasa, legabe the what's it called, the cutting, not legabe the bringing. Okay. Let's go on. Rabdosa Omer, ha'over lefnei ateva. Okay. So he has to say what's it called, Ritzev Achlitzenu or Achlitzenu Biyom Tov Hazeh, whether it was today or it'll be tomorrow, and the same thing whether it was yesterday or today. So he mentions the Tanai, which day of Yontif it is. In other words, if it's not Yontif today, then I want the Hatzalah to be tomorrow, because you don't want to say a lie and say it's Yontif when it's not Yontif. Since it's a Suffolk Yontif, he davened as if it's a Suffolk Yontif. Omar Rabba, ki avinam be'rafuna, iboy alon ma'u l'haskash or Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah. Right, should you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah in Musaf? Kivin dechalukim b'musafin, amrinan. Since there's separate musafim, there's a Musaf for Rosh Chodesh and a Musaf for Rosh Hashanah, two separate musafim, so you should say it. Al dilma zichron echad ola l'kan l'kan. Right, or the zikaron is what's it called, is ola l'kan l'kan. You mention one, the other one's included automatically. Rashi. Kivin dechalukin musafin, shemakridin musafir Rosh Chodesh, umusafir Rosh Hashanah, kidechsiv milvad olas HaChodesh. So therefore, amrina b'tfila nami, es yom Rosh HaChodesh hazeh, es yom hazikaron hazeh. You mention both of them. Or no, zikaron echad, es yom hazikaron hazeh. Mention zikaron, that applies to Rosh Hashanah and to Rosh Chodesh. Both of them are called zikaron. The Rachman Akari is Zikaron. You see, Zikron Truel, Rosh Chodesh Nami Ksivo, Hayulachem, Zikaron. So you don't have to mention each one separately. You mention it's Yom HaZikaron, and that is Kolel, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah. Omar Lan, Tinisua. So Rav Huna said there's a brisa. Rabbi Dosa Omer ha'over lefnei ateva, right? That he said what's it called? Hachlitzenu biyom. What was the lashon that he used? Hachlitzenu Hashem lekenu is yom rosh hachodesh hazeh im hayom im lemacher, right? Lemacher om im hayom im emesh. So you see that what's it called? That he mentioned both of them. He mentioned rosh chodesh. My lav lahaskir, right? Wasn't Rav Dosa going to specifically you should mention Rosh Chodesh? He says, lo lahasnos, right? The Maisa, the what's it called? The Rav Dosa was coming to tell me you have to make the Tanai. Not so much you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, just you have to make the Tanai. Hachi nam mistar, when we're talking about Braisa, the chain hoy Rav Dosa osa barashi chadoshim shol kol hashana kula. He did the same thing on regular Rosh Chodesh. That he said when he's daven the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, whether it's today or tomorrow, since it was 2 days Rosh Chodesh in Chutz Laaretz. V'lo hodu lo. Yomers b'shlom alahasnos b'shum hachi lo hodu lo. Right? If the reason is because of the tenai, so you don't want to daven something that's mezalzel in what's it called in the day that you're having and make it only into a sofik. Even though it is a sofik, but you don't want to mention it specifically. Elei yomers b'haskir amai lo hodu lo. Right? By Rosh Chodesh, there's no reason why not to be masker. Of course you masker Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. Right? What's the on Rosh Hashanah was the Shaila being masker or not? The Elamai Lahasnos, right? The Elamai, it's that he made the Chiddush over here that you have to make the Tanai when you're davening. So Lomeli Lifluge Betarte, why do you have to argue both on Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? It's the same thing. They're both the same kind of Sveikas, and the Shaila is should you daven as if it's Vadai, or you should daven and mention the Suffolk. Rashi, my love, lo hodu la malahaskir koi, the lo hodu lo lahaskir shirosh chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Mustama, they didn't agree with him that you should mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. He mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and they didn't agree. Rashi says, no, lahasnos, no, that's not what the shaila was. They agreed that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. The shaila is, should you say this tonight? Hayom o lemacher. Im hayom im lemacher el stam aleimah v'chein yom hamacher. It's a stam, say it. Yeah, ain't a chenam, it's a suffik. You don't have to mention the suffik in David. But Rosh Chodesh Mishal Kol Hashanah shu suffik im ibrum beistik. In Chutz Laaretz, every Rosh Chodesh is a suffik. L'zulzulei, I wouldn't get it yet. So if that's the reason, then what's the, why argue on both? Mar says, no, tzricha. Yash minam Rosh Hashanah havei amina b'ha kamer rabbanad lo mishum da'asi l'zulzulei bei. Now, the reason Rabbanan didn't agree you should say it with a tnai is he shouldn't be mezalzel in the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. People say, well, it's not even really Rosh Hashanah today. We don't know. We're making tnoyim in the tefillah. So he'll be mezalzel in Yontif and then end up doing malach on Yontif thinking that it's not really Rosh Hashanah. But in regular Rosh Chodesh, there's no zilzel in malacha. And therefore, maybe there's no reason you can't say that's not better to daven in a way that's more emes, that you're reflecting the fact that you're not sure which day is Rosh Chodesh. The Itmar Baha, and if it only said the case of Rosh Chodesh, Baha Kom Rav Dosa. That's where Rav Dosa said that you should say the Tanai on a regular Rosh Chodesh because there's no zilzul. But even Rav Dosa would agree on Rosh Hashanah, right? Abba Bahach Ema Modul Rabbanan, because maybe you'll come to Mezalzel and Yontif. Kamash will not know that Rav Dosa said it in both cases, and the Rabbanan argued on both cases. Tzricha, therefore you need both of them. So Eino Chanami has nothing to do with whether you mention it or not. That's not what the Rabbanan and Rav Dosa were arguing about. They're only arguing whether you have to say the Sofik the Tanai. But Eino Chanami mentioned Rosh Chodesh. You can mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Ramai said, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Right? We only say Yom HaZikaron, we don't say Rosh Chodashim or whatever, and we hold that the Yom HaZikaron goes on both. And the reasons are, there's other mekoros, because it's what's it called, Bakesa Liyom Chageinu. Kesa is what's it called, to keep the Rosh Chodesh hidden. We don't publicize the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention the Karbonos of Rosh Chodesh openly. We just say Milvad Olas HaChodesh, like it says in the Torah. Milvad Olas HaChodesh, the Minchaso. The Ola Satomiru Minchaso, we mention only Agav. We don't mention the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh on what's it called on Rosh Hashanah. Rashi. The hashnos in my okay. The barashi chadash shekol hashana shu sofik im ibrum beistim lezuzulei e mechaskin on le sofik as lezuzulei b'sheni. If they know it's only a sofik, they'll be mezalzel with what's it called with yontif sheni, and they'll say, ah, it's not really a yontif today. Aval ki amrin stam mechaskin in lo b'kushachas. But if what's it called, if they say stam, then even though they know that there weren't 2 days of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, they'll consider the rabbanim made of one kedusha. So it's mitam vada, it's not a sofik. But other months where there's no Isser Malacha, the Tumim Zalzal, it's only on Rosh Hashanah, where there's a Zilzal, Ema Module, maybe the Rabban or Moda, that you could say this tonight. Okay. Meiste. So now we're still not sure whether you mention Rosh Chodesh openly on Rosh Hashanah or you don't. Meiste, so where's the Kash? And we said until now everybody holds you mention both. Rosh Hashanah Shecholios v'Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, v'Shamei Omri Mispal Eser, v'Beisil Omri Mispal Teisha. Okay, v'Shamei says you say 10 brachas in Musaf, right? When you add the Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, so you end up saying 10 brachas, the 7 regular ones, and really, even though we add Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, we're only adding 2 brachas, because one of them is Kolul either in Kedushas Hayom or in Kedushas Hashem. Okay, machlokas, which where you do it, but the what's it called, the Malchios and Kedusha Sayom, or Malchios and Kedusha Hashem go together. So you have 7 regular brachas of a regular Musaf, and you add 2 more, Zichronos and Shofros, because again, Malchios you combine. So that really is 9, that's what Beis Hillel holds. And Beis Shammai says you add an extra bracha, a 10th one, when it falls on Shabbos. Okay. And what's the pshat? Rashi says, "Mispal Eser, Sholosh Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos is 6, the Shel Shabbos Bifnei Atzma, and you also say a separate brach of Kedusha Sayom for Shabbos, Nekadesh HaShabbos, Hare Sheva, Ukedusha Sayom, and also the what's it called, the Kedusha Sayom of Rosh Hashanah. It's 2 separate brachos you make. You make Mekadesh HaShabbos and Mekadesh Yisrael the Yom HaZikaron. 2 separate things." The kolol ima malchios, and your kolol malchios together with kedushas hayom, melech al kol haaretz, mekadesh Yisrael v'yom hazikaron, that's malchios and kedushas hayom, so it's still only 8 brachas, because you added an extra one for Shabbos, harishmona, v'zichronos v'shofros, and zichronos v'shofros makes it what's it called a 10. U'besil omrim ispal teisha, the kolol Shabbos v'yomtiv v'brachachas. The kedushas hayom has 3 purposes, Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah and Malchios. So you call all 3 different things in one bracha. V'chosim mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael v'yom hazikaron. And then you have the extra ones. There's 9. 2 extra, Zichronos and Shofros, is 9.
Would they hold on a regular Yom Tov? That'd be 8?
Right.
Instead of 7?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. You say separate Shabbos and separate Yom Tov. In East of Damascus, Rosh Chodesh, l'Beis Shammai, d'boy l'chol chad bracha v'nei Atzma, according to Beis Shammai. That you need a separate bracha for each thing, so you should have 11 brachas on Rosh Hashanah. One for Rosh Chodesh too. Because when Rosh Hashanah has in it Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, when it falls on Shabbos, also Shabbos. So if Beis Shammai holds, you have to make a separate bracha for Shabbos and a separate bracha for Rosh Hashanah, you have to make a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Elamai, you don't mask Rosh Chodesh. You see over here, you're not mask Rosh Chodesh. Right, in Isa Beshame Achasas Remi Boyalei. Omar Rebbe Zeira, Shani Rosh Chodesh, Mitosha Kola, Lashachris, the Arvis, Kola Nami Bimusatin. Rashi Omar Rebbe Zeira, Olam Tzorech Lahaska. Really, you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Umiyala Beshame, Bracha Beantinafshal Rosh Chodesh Loboy. But you don't need a separate Bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Why? Valab Mishum de Zikaron de Rosh Hashanah Olalo. Not because Yom HaZikaron means Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. It's not the reason. The mashman the kibin the Rosh Hashanah who hainu Rosh Chodesh. Do you have the nami Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh? The lav Rosh Hashanah lo boy lo brach of Ne'asra. Beis Shammai would agree, even where it was Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh, where you can't say Mekadesh HaShabbos is kolol Rosh Chodesh, but still you only say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why? Elachosu Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim. You kolel Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodashim in one brach. The Hilgah v'Rosh Hashanah, Nami Chosu Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron v'Rosh Chodashim. The Afagad v'Shabbos v'Rosh Hashanah, Boy L'Chol Chad Brachot Ne'atzma. So therefore, Beis Shammai would say the same thing, that you would call El Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh together in one bracha. Ah, even though when it falls on Shabbos, Stam, you need two separate brachas, according to Beis Shammai, right? But Rosh Chodesh Modu. They're moda that Rosh Chodesh, you don't need a separate bracha. Why? Mitosha kol birchosu betok birkasayom shachris v'arvis v'afilu b'shar shabosos tahi vadi afilu b'shamay pshitulon v'lo boi l'chol chad bracha li'atzmo. It's only on musaf that you add an extra bracha, not in shachris. In shachris for sure, you say yalav yavo and you just say mekadosh shabbos. Doha I havi mikla b'chol ain lo bracha shachris v'arvis. If it fell on Chol, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, and Arvis, only a Musa. You mention Rosh Chodesh in a bracha. You just say Yalav Yavo, right? Ela Omer Yalav Yavo Bavoda. V'hilkach ki mikla b'Shabbos, afilu l'man di Omer l'kamon de b'Shabbos lomad karinen de Rosh Chodesh Bavoda, ela v'birkas hayom, michlal hu de kailinen v'lab b'fnei atzmo. Even though, on what's it called, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, so... since in Shachris and Arvis and Mincha, you don't make a bracha separate for Rosh Chodesh. So even in Musaf, you don't make it a separate bracha, but you are kol it together with Shabbos. Mashenkin on Rosh Hashanah, a kol nam Musaf in the Beis Shammai, the Afagav de Bechol islay bracha Musaf in the Asmo. Even though on Chol there be a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh in Musaf, Hacha Michlal hu de Kailin and Hoel the kol Shachris and Arvis. Just like on Shachris and Arvis, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So in Musaf, there's no special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. You just conclude it in the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos, the Yisrael, for Rosh Chodesh. And the Shar Yomim Tovim, the Islehu bracha Arvis and Shachris. But other Yomim Tovim, you do mention the Yomim of Shachris and Arvis. You say Yatov Echartonu, and you end up Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, if it falls on a weekday. So you do mention the Yomim on what's it called, on Shachris and Arvis, ki nikla b'chol, b'honi plige b'shamei, so ki nikla b'shabbos. So if it fell on a weekday, you mention the yontif, even Shachris and Arvis, and mincha. So where it falls on Shabbos, that's where b'shamei and b'shil argue. U'matzrichu bracha b'asman b'chol tfiloseyam. You need a separate bracha for each one, right? If it would be only Rosh Chodesh, you'd mention Rosh Chodesh. If it be only Shabbos, you'd mention Shabbos. So mention them both separately in separate brachas. So the Maisa, therefore, Beis Shammai holds that you're kolel Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos together, and Rosh Hashanah separate. So you have altogether 10 brachas. So Mara says, "Umi yisul Beis Shammai kol." You can't say that. Beis Shammai doesn't hold that you're kolel Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together anytime. V'atani Rosh Chodesh shecholios b'Shabbos, Beis Shammai mispal shmona, uBeis Shalom mispal sheva. That if a regular Rosh Chodesh fell on Shabbos, Beis Shammai says you say 8 brachas. You say 6, 3, beginning 3 in the end. You say Mekadosh HaShabbos, and you say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh. So you see, you're not kol together. Even Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you're not kol together. So therefore, if it falls on Rosh Hashanah, you should have to say 3 separate brachas. So it should be, what's it called, 11, not 10. Kamash Balan, that you don't say a special, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh specially. Obey Sulam and spell Sheva, Kasha. That's what it's a Kasha. Rashi. Umi Isul of Beishame Kolel, the Birkas Amusafim, so Rosh Chodesh Dikla Beshabbos. Does Beishame hold this idea that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you say both together in one bracha? It's not true. Mispal Shmona, so Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos, and Musafim Kamer. In Musaf, you say separate Rosh Chodesh and separate for Shabbos. So you see, Beishame doesn't hold of that. Therefore, if you would hold that Rosh Hashanah, you mention Rosh Chodesh, you should have to say 11 brachas according to Beishame. And we see Beishame says only 10, and Beishil holds only 9. So vice versa, that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh Kasha. Ushma minok, even the Bishar Shabbosos, Koboy Beishamei Bracha L'Rosh Chodesh, U'B'Rosh Hashanah Lo Boy, the time Mishum Dizikor, and the Rosh Hashanah Olo Lo. You don't mention a separate bracha on Rosh Hashanah for Rosh Chodesh altogether. And the Yom HaZikaron is Mashma Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Ushma minok, Afilu Michlole V'Adkure Nomi Lo Bo'inan. You don't mention it Bechlal, even in the same bracha. You don't say Mekadesh, Yisrael, the what's it called, Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom HaZikaron. You just say Mekadosh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron, and that's Ola Lekan Ulekan.